I trade freight services in association with Who1.co.uk present the 20 megabyte Dr. Who podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 megabyte Dr. Who podcast number 183. I'm Adam.
I'm Isabella.
And this is a special episode basically to see if Isabella can be a co-presenter on the show. Do you think you can be a co-presenter on the show, Isabella?
No.
So why are you standing there next to a microphone then?
I'm not sure what to say.
Right, well.
Asking me to stay.
Yes, there. I haven't let you know what we're talking about, have I? I'll give you a clue. It's Doctor Who.
I know.
Right, okay. So what we're going to talk about, what's a thing we haven't done, because Alicia was supposed to do it, but we had 6 weeks of the summer holidays to try and get her to do it. And she didn't. So what we're going to talk about, we're going to review all of Series 7 very briefly.
Thank you.
Yes, story of Series 7 was Asylum of the Daleks. And I'm just going to do a...
The Daleks!
I'm just going to show you a bit of it to jog your memory.
Exterminate!
No, watch. Right. Do you remember any of this story? This is Asylum of the Daleks. Does this any of that?
Yeah, I remember.
Go on, then tell us all about it. What you can remember of it.
Well,
no, you can't remember it, can you?
No, I can't.
Well, basically, the Doctor, Amy, and Rory go on this planet. They end up on a planet where all the mad Daleks have been sort of locked away in an asylum. Yes.
And now they're alive.
Well, they're still alive, they're just mad.
They're very mad at the Doctor.
They're very mad at the Doctor, are they?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Well, there's this mysterious girl called in this story, I think it's called Soufflé Girl.
No, it's Clara.
It is Clara, but at that time, she was called Oswin Oswald. We knew it was Clara, really, but we were a little bit confused as to what she was doing in this story. Now, do you remember watching this story?
No.
I'm really surprised because it's a Dalek story and you know about the Daleks.
Well, yeah, a little.
So you remember what happened to Clara, innit?
Oh, she was a Dalek.
Yeah, well done. See, you do remember bits of it then. So,
he was one of my Daleks.
That's right. So you're remembering bits of it now. You're talking about there's one of the black guy on the surface of the planet who...
I'm trying to remember.
There was something happened to their heads, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember what happened to their heads? Do you remember something came through their heads?
Something blue.
Yes, that's right. Yes, see, it's coming back. You've only seen this. A blue eye. Yes. Did you find this story scary?
A teensy bit.
Yes. So, that was Asylum of the Daleks. So, what did you think of it then? You obviously found it a bit scary.
A tiny bit scary.
Yes, and of course, at the end of it, Clara dies, doesn't she? Oswin Oswald dies for some reason or other. But it's still a bit of a mystery as to who or what she is because we don't get to see her for another few episodes. The next episode, story,
Bells
was called...
Bells of St. John.
Yes, the Bells of St. John. Do you remember that one? So I need to show
I
a bit
can't
to jog your memory, right?
Oh, now I remember.
Yeah, what happened then?
The bells of St. John.
Don't worry.
The internet.
Yes.
Is controlling
people are being uploaded to the internet. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, they're controlling them.
That's right. See, you do remember. It's astounding. And of course, local resident Celia Imrie is in that episode. So, and we meet Clara again.
Clara dies.
Hang on, that's wrong.
What?
That's wrong. What? It's the wrong order. Good old iTunes has put it in the wrong order. I might have to do an edit there. Right, so Asylum of the Daleks is the first one. So the next one would have been... not the Bells of St. John.
The Dinosaurs of a Spaceship.
Do you mean dinosaurs on a spaceship?
On a spaceship, yeah.
Do you think that is the next one? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I think.
Let's go back to Asylum of the Daleks and see what the preview was.
Yeah,
on the next
we
story.
Have to go to the end.
Yes, because that'll tell us what the next episode was. Right.
But keep going.
Keep going.
Oh, we're close, aren't we?
What, to the next episode? Yeah, it is Dinosaurs on the Spaceship, yes. Right. Okay, so Dinosaurs on the Spaceship. Here we go.
Oh, I like that
one. So forget what we said about Bells of St. John, because we're going to have to go back and say that again.
Okay, right. Oh, it's about...
Dinosaurs on the Spaceship?
Yeah, they went...
Yeah, go on.
They went to this world with... They went to Egypt, I think. Is that Egypt? Looks like Egypt.
No, it's India, actually, but India. They have got Queen
Nefertiti.
They went
to India, and... They went to India, and she, the queen, I think, asked to go... She wanted to go with him.
Yeah.
And I remember the bit when Amy asked Rory's father how she's doing. He said very well.
Yeah. So that's more than I remember of it. So they're basically... go on.
And there was a... He was trying... That man was trying to not step on the dinosaurs.
What, to wake it up?
Yeah. And there was a Rory, the doctor, and Rory's father was... They found some flying dinosaurs.
Yeah, they're called pterodactyls.
Pterodactyls. And they found a shortcut through, but suddenly they found robots surrounding them.
Yeah. So they befriended a dinosaur, didn't they?
Yeah.
The Triceratops.
The dinosaurs were going to help me... Everyone was going to be friendly with the dinosaurs so they can help them defeat the robots.
Go back!
Stop!
What? Yeah.
He's from Harry Potter.
He is, yes, indeed. And he also plays William Hartnell, the first Doctor, in Adventures in Space and Time.
Oh.
Okay. Right. So what did you think, then, of Dinosaurs on a Spaceship?
Very good.
Was it scary?
No.
No.
But
it was very sad when the Triceratops died, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. So the next episode would have been...
Oh, cool.
A Town Called Mercy.
Ooh, cool. I like that one. Cowboy. Howdy, partners.
All right, hang on. So, A Town Called Mercy. So, what was this one basically about then? Do you remember?
This was about when... And the Doctor landed in another world, which...
It was Earth, actually, but... Yeah.
Which in Earth.
Yeah, but about 150 years ago.
About 150 years ago.
Was there an echo?
There were...
Cowboys?
Cowboys and cowgirls as well.
I didn't see any cowgirls.
And women. And people. But suddenly, when they saw... This man, he was a robot, wasn't he?
He was, yes.
He was a robot cowboy.
Yeah.
And he was trying to kill everyone.
It looked like he was trying to kill everyone, but he was actually after one particular man, wasn't he?
He was
a bit of a baddie.
Yeah. And he wanted to kill him.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah, that bloke's the one who's
trying to kill. He was a robot and a human.
Was he?
The monster.
Okay.
Oh, and the monster killed him, the sheriff.
He did. That's a bit sad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that was basically a bit of a cowboy adventure.
So the doctor had to be the sheriff.
Oh, that's right, yes.
I'm starting to remember now.
Hey, right. So what do we think of this one? No, you don't know, do you? You don't know what you think of it.
I was not understanding that bit.
Okay, so...
he was... Oh, I know now. Mm-hmm. He was looking for the birdie.
Okay. Yes. So what did you think of the story?
A little bit sad.
But not scary?
Well, tinsy bit scary.
Okay. Well, tinsy bit scary is not too bad, is it?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
So the next story would have been... it might be the power of three. I'm just making absolutely sure. Yeah, it's power of three, isn't it?
Right.
So don't go too close to the microphone, please.
The next one is called The Power of Three.
Do you remember, without watching it, what The Power of Three was all about?
Can I watch it again?
Well, I thought you might need to watch it again.
Because I need to watch the parts because I sometimes forget
okay,
these.
Okay, power of three.
Oh, now I remember.
Yes, go on then.
It was about Cube, which,
yeah.
Which, in the morning, Amy and Rory found it out that there was so many black boxes, little black boxes around the whole town.
Actually, all over the world, wasn't it? But yes.
Yeah.
And?
I need to find out more.
Right. You've gone all quiet now.
All the, Dr. Amy and Rory and Rory's father were trying to find out what the boxes are.
Yes, they were indeed.
So, and I think they were monsters.
You do?
Inside it. Yeah.
Did the boxes do anything? Do you remember the boxes doing anything?
Well.
Specifically? Before we get to the bit when
no.
they start doing something?
Well, I saw a little girl, which
it's doing, they're doing something now, look.
I saw a little girl, which was holding the box, and her eyes lighted up.
That's right. But see what the boxes, the numbers are doing in the box?
And they're writing, no? Look,
yeah, what are they doing, though? They're counting down, aren't they?
Yeah.
See? Yeah.
So. Is it like that?
And there was a...
Monster.
Which,
oh, so he must have been the monster which was controlling the boxes.
He must have been, yes. So what did you think of that one, then?
A little bit scary.
Well, obviously, see, they're not too bad, are they? Scared. Scary, why? Scary, why is it sad?
A little bit sad.
Okay.
A little bit scary.
Right,
weeping angels! I hate the weeping angels.
So the next story, if you're saying, like ooh, weeping angels, I hate weeping angels, was
no.
Angels take... Manhattan.
No, I don't like the Weeping Angels. They scare me.
Yes, so what happens in The Angels Take Manhattan? Do you remember?
Well, I remember this bit. When,
yeah.
When this man came in and he saw this room which had old Rory in it.
Yeah.
And he said that, I think old Rory said that they're coming.
Right, okay.
And... he saw that the lights were like...
Yes.
And he saw that the weeping one of the weeping angels moved.
Yeah.
Again, and again.
Yeah.
Till he was dead. Then.
Oh, yes, of course. So basically what they're trying to do is prevent Rory from ending up in the bed as an old man.
Yeah. Mm. That's what I remember.
Yeah. So who else is in this story?
Oh, and I saw over when that man ran up to the top of the building, and he saw that there was a big weeping angel, like the statue of weeping angels.
You mean the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah, but it said it was like it had the face of the weeping angel.
Yes, it did.
So
yeah.
It was called then the
statue of weeping angel.
Yeah.
Well done, Isabella. Yes. So.
Oh, wait, go back.
What's happening?
Go back.
Oh, back further?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, more?
Stop.
Right, okay, so what's the good about that bit?
So I have to keep going. Wait for it.
What am I looking for?
No, keep going.
Back or forward?
No.
Back or forward?
Back.
Okay, I'm going back. Yeah.
Stop.
Right, I'm stopping there. What's happening there?
Rory didn't see that there was that the weeping angel was there.
He didn't know.
No, he didn't.
So it looks like there's times, or history is going to repeat itself, doesn't it? But what happens? They decided to.
They had to jump off the building.
Yeah, together. They decided to die together at that point.
But at the end, and they came back alive, didn't
they? Yeah, because it reset everything.
And when they were going to back into the TARDIS, one of the weeping angels came and it touched Rory and he was dead. Then Amy had to go with him because she loved him. So she had to do it, and then she was dead.
And how was the Doctor after that?
Very sad.
And how were you when you watched it?
I was sad.
Was it a scary story?
Yes!
Did you like it, though?
No!
Okay. So, the next story, then, would be... Let me think of this one. It won't be that.
I like the Journey of the Century of the TARDIS.
I'm quite surprised I haven't got it here, actually.
I like Journey of the Century.
It was a Christmas one. Was the next story.
Was it?
Yes.
Ooh! Trailer.
But, no, there's no trailer for the Christmas special. But I thought I had it on it. Oh, for that.
I'm sorry about me. I'm sorry about my voice.
Hang on. I'm surprised I haven't got it on there.
Oh, dear.
Hang on. I'll see if I can remind you via the iTunes preview. So what we're going to do is go to iTunes, go... I can't remember what it was
Katie
called.
Katy Perry. Katy Perry. I like Katie.
Just waiting for it to load.
So which one, Dad? Oh, that one.
Don't knock the table. You knock the microphone. No. It's not that one.
That one.
That's A Christmas Carol. That's the wrong one.
I haven't watched that one.
You can watch
Carol.
It another time. Not watching
I
it now.
I need to watch it.
I reiterate, don't watch it now. That's weird. It's not on there. I'm surprised. If it's not on iTunes, it means I haven't got it.
Then give the Christmas Carol. Give me the Christmas Carol.
TV episodes.
Give me the Christmas Carol. I want the Christmas Carol.
Right.
Christmas Carol. Christmas.
I can't even remember what it's called.
Christmas Carol?
No, that's... Doctor Who Christmas special that was just been.
It's not on there.
It should be on there. Cause it's a,
don't think it is.
Doesn't look like it is, but...
No.
Not Nightmare in Silver or Night Terrors.
No. This is the one which has Clara in it, right?
Yes.
Good.
But I can't remember what it's called. What's the matter with me?
If we don't have it, can I watch the Christmas Carol?
You can watch Christmas Carol, but not now. when we've done this.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
This is weird. Hang on. I'll go to the Doctor episode list.
I don't think they have...
Because I can't remember. It's blooming cold. Episode list. Yeah, that's what I want on there.
Episode list.
And then we look down the bottom of the list, which will then therefore give me. Oh, it's jump back. Most recent. Most recent episodes. Getting a bit ahead of it. Gunpowder plot. Oh, they haven't updated it. The stupid twits. What sort of Wikipedia is
that? That was funny.
They haven't updated it at all.
I speak into the microphone.
Yeah, well, don't lean on the table, because that might microphone go...
Okay.
It's not the Doctor, the Widow, and the Wardrobe. This is really... Hang on. Snowman! It's called the Snowman. Right.
Snowman! Right. Oh!
I wonder if they got a preview on the BBC.
The Snowman! Remember this episode?
You do? Go
on
then.
I need to watch it again.
You're not watching the whole thing?
No.
I'm trying to find a clip.
You need to watch it.
Oh, it's only an interview clip. We don't want an interview clip. Let's see if I can get it on iTunes, Doctor Who Snowmen. No, that's not... The Snowmen. I can't believe I haven't got it. Let's have a look at my TV shows.
The Snowmen.
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 S-N-O-W. I haven't got it.
Wow. Snowmen.
Oh, I have got it. So why couldn't I find it?
Oh, I haven't got the Roadrunner. Or Sarah Jane. Daddy needs to get the Sarah Jane and Roadrunner.
Right. The Snowmen. Here we are.
Oh, right. I like this episode.
Right, the microphone's there, the screen's there. Don't lean on the table.
Okay, I just haven't got any room with these
wires. Well, I'm sorry about that. Well, be careful with the wires. Right then, Snowmen then.
Right. Once there was a little boy which was making a snowman and he...
Yeah?
And he spoke to it and it spoke back to him.
Yeah.
And... Then, then they showed this man which was watching over. Then they showed this man which was watching over.
You're losing the plot a bit, aren't you?
Yep. And then the doctor went into the cafe and he saw Clara.
Yes.
And she wanted to know what his name was, and he said, I'm the doctor. Doctor Who?
Yeah. What else?
And she wanted to go with him, and she didn't know where, but so she followed the doctor. Yes. Up into the sky, round and round and round the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And there he was, and with him, he landed in the clouds.
Yeah.
With him. Wait, go back.
If I go back any further, it'll be beginning of the episode.
Keep going back. Just the water bit.
What water bit?
The water bit. I needed to go to the water bit. Right.
Yes.
Stop there. When it was the water bit, when this was the water bit,
yes?
They saw the water was frozen, but they were thinking, and when they, in bed, when they were in bed, out came a monster.
What, from the ice?
Yes.
Mm. Do you know what the monster was?
A frozen lady.
Yeah, but well, who was the frozen lady?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was their previous nanny, wasn't it?
Yeah, the previous nanny.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yes, what now?
The previous lady, and she, the first thing that she said when she came up, she said, you children are very naughty.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and...
Yes?
She was trying to pull Clara off.
Yeah.
And then she fell onto the ground.
Who did?
Clara!
So what happened to her and after she fell on the ground?
And the monster fell as well.
And the monster was destroyed. But what happened to Clara?
And she was dying.
Yeah. So she died.
She's died again.
Yeah. Okay. So what do we think of the Snowmen?
The Snowmen.
Yes, this is this episode. It's called The Snowmen. What do we think of that?
Very scary.
Very scary for a Christmas special.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now can I watch the Christmas Carol?
No!
Why?
Because we haven't done the series yet. We're only halfway through. Ooh, so then we're talking about the Bells of St. John. Did we actually talk about the Bells of St. John? You said about the internet, didn't you?
Yeah.
So what happened then? Everybody was...
Asleep on the aeroplane.
Hey?
Asleep on the aeroplane.
No, but basically the story was about what? People getting uploaded from the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, go on.
I've forgotten anything else.
Oh. Okay. Well, we already spoke about it anyway, a bit in the wrong order, didn't we? So what was the next story? Dinosaurs on a spaceship. Yeah. No, it can't have been that.
It was about dinosaurs.
No, it wasn't. We've done dinosaurs on a spaceship. Hang on.
Dinosaur
syndrome. Yeah, let me just see what the next story was, because I can't remember off the top of my head. So we'll look at the trailer. Next story. After the Bells of St. John.
Oh!
The Rings of Aquitaine.
Oh, right. I like that episode.
Do you? Why do you like it?
Because it's not scary.
It's not scary. There was another episode you asked to watch.
It has that yeah. little girl.
Yeah, Mercy. Not Mercy. Mary, that was it. Right, the microphone's there. That's the microphone. You need to be near that. You don't need to sit. Don't need to sit. You're young and fit.
I'm not comfortable.
Well, you won't be able to record if you're not near the microphone. If you like to live dangerously, don't you?
Yeah.
Right, so the Rings of Aquitaine. Go on, what do you remember of it?
Well, I remember that,
Yeah?
That man had a big leaf which went into his face, and he went across the road and he couldn't see. And this woman saved him.
Yeah. So who was the man?
Rory.
No, it wasn't Rory.
I can't remember.
It was her dad and her mum.
Yeah.
So who's that?
Clara.
So it's Clara's parents. But it showed the story of how Clara's parents met. Don't blow into it, you naughty girl.
I'm sorry.
Right, so Dr. and Amy visit this strange planet, don't they?
Yeah, with monsters in it.
Yeah, but they're not scary monsters, are they?
They're nice monsters.
And then friendly there's a little girl, Mary, who becomes friendly with
Clara.
And what was the thing with Mary? She's scared about doing something, isn't she?
Yeah.
Do you remember what she's scared of?
Yeah. I'm not sure again.
She was scared of getting a song wrong. She's got to sing a song, hasn't she?
Yeah.
And she was scared of getting it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's basically what the story is about, isn't it? Her and her song and feeding this god thing. Memories or something like that, isn't it?
She had to sing to the monster.
She did? Are you sure it wasn't scary? Because there's a monster in it. Normally stories of monsters then you find quite scary,
sure.
Don't you? You're sure, right, okay. Yeah? Yes?
There was the other monsters, which were...
Which were,
After the Doctor and Clara.
Okay.
They come alive and they come and they're like... Zoom.
Oh, right, okay.
Then they disappear like an invisible. It's like invisible.
Yeah. Like magic, you mean?
Yes.
Can you be careful not knocking the microphone? Okay, so that was basically that. So you liked the Rings of Aquitaine?
Well, a little bit again.
You just said at the beginning you loved it. So the next episode was Cold War. Right, what do you remember of Cold
War? That one.
Why didn't you like it?
With the Ice Warriors.
Yes, the Ice Warriors were in it. Well done. So you found the Ice Warriors quite scary. Yeah. So what did you think of the story, though, generally? Where was it set?
Well, it was set on a boat.
It wasn't quite a boat, was it?
Yeah.
Special type of boat.
Submarine.
That's it. So, yeah, and the... did you know the Ice Warriors were an old Doctor Who monster?
Yeah.
You did? How do you know that?
Because it says so.
No. You're just looking at my DVD case of the Ice Warriors, which wasn't out when this episode was shown.
Well, one of the doctors and the doctors did know... The doctors did... The first ever doctor knowed... actually saw him, and he was very, very... tough.
It was actually the second ever doctor that first met the Ice Warriors, but never mind. You can see from the picture on the box, look. See?
Yeah.
That's the second doctor.
Yeah. I didn't like the bit. Can you go back again?
Right. Which bit didn't you like?
That. Wait, look.
when the ice warrior's grabbing that bloke's head.
Killing him.
Yes. So you said this was a scary one?
Yeah. That's a scary bit. I did not like it.
You didn't like it. Okay. Is there any particular thing you didn't like about it?
I'm not sure.
Okay. We'll just put it down to you didn't like it. Okay. So the next one...
Because
it was scary. Okay. The next one was...
Oh! This is the one which had the time traveller.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you say so?
Everyone thought that it was a ghost. But it was a time traveller.
It was a monster. The microphone's there, by the way. Yes, it's called Hyde.
Yeah.
So it was set in an old
1970s
house.
Oh, and one of them were friend and Call the Midwife.
Yeah, the girl from Call the Midwife was in it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember anything about the story?
Well? One of the they saw some pictures which were had some ghosts on it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, and
that's right, they were taking photos, weren't they?
Yeah.
And they were trying to catch a picture of the ghost, which wasn't actually a ghost, as we found out later on in the story.
She was a time traveller.
Well, she was a time traveller, or the ghost was?
No, the ghost was a time traveller.
Yeah, no, that's right, not her. Yes. I remember now. It was that woman, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But there was also a couple of monsters, one living in the house, and the other one living...
In the forest.
Yeah. In a different sort of
land.
Time zone thing, I think.
Yeah.
And the doctor
was trying
to
save that woman.
Yeah. Because she was a bit psychic, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was... So what did you think of that one, then? And that was supposed to be quite scary. What did you think of it?
I know, it was scary.
You thought it was scary? Did you like it? Did you like Hyde? A tiny bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so... the next story was... Journey to the Centre.
Yeah, right.
Of the TARDIS.
Yeah, I like that one. That's what I wanted to watch.
No, it isn't. You keep on telling me episodes you want. You wanted to watch Crimson Horror a while back, and just a minute ago you said you wanted to watch The Christmas Carol.
Yeah, I wanted to watch that as well.
Anyway, here we go. So this is Journey to the Centre of the TARDIS. Do you remember anything about Journey to the Centre of the TARDIS?
Oh, there was this monster which was... There was this monster which was in the TARDIS.
Was there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a volcano.
Well, he's from your film, isn't he? Hang on.
What?
Maybe it's not him. Maybe a bit too young.
What film?
Yeah, what's that film you were talking about in last week's episode? Him. Oh, he's disappeared again. That bloke there. Isn't he the dad of... Stop knocking the microphone. This bloke.
The dad of what?
Isn't he in your film?
What film?
What's that street dance film you've got? Probably isn't him, actually. It's a bit...
Well, he looks familiar.
Maybe it isn't him. Anyway, yeah, sorry, what about the story?
He looks familiar, actually.
It does, okay. Never mind, moving on from the...
Yeah, it was him!
Oh, it was him, okay. So, about this episode. Right, so, what do you remember of it?
Clara was stuck in TARDIS and the doctor and the three robots.
They're not really robots, so they're human.
One
was, yes, right. So where, why?
We're trying to
what's happened to
the
TARDIS in this episode?
Oh, TARDIS was the TARDIS was caught by them.
That's right. Well done. Right. So.
And Clara was stuck in there. She couldn't get out.
Right. Yeah. So they had a doctor enlisted them to try and rescue her.
And she still found this volcano monster.
That's right, yes, which was... Who was the volcano monster in the end?
One of the two.
No, it was her, wasn't it? The volcano monster was her. If they don't solve the problem, that's what would become of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think of this one? You just said you liked it.
Well, it didn't. Well, it was scary a tiny bit.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. When you've touched together...
Yeah.
Turn into one of her.
That's right, yes. But it was all solved by the doctor in the end. And
she knows that she died again.
Yes, so you decided you didn't like it after all then?
No.
But just a minute ago you said you did like it. Okay, the next episode.
Oh, I like this one, actually. I really like it.
Because you've actually asked to watch it.
The Crimson of Horror.
No, just the Crimson Horror. Right, so you've obviously watched this a couple of times. So, yep. What do you tell me about this story? What's so good about this one then?
Well, it was about the beginning was.
No, my beginning. Just tell me what you like about it, because you've asked to watch this one.
The kingship was about Shira, but she was nice, but her mother thinks that she was going to be mother. Her mother was horrible to her.
Yeah.
But when I saw that there was a bit when they showed what actually happened to the Doctor and Clara.
That's right. They go back we join the story when the Doctor's already.
I saw that
red or crimson.
No, I saw that he told what's her name again?
What, this girl?
Yeah, that girl.
I can't remember. Oh God, I can't remember. Awful. This girl. Jenny! Yeah, go on. You told Jenny.
About what happened to.
That's right. They go back and we see what we didn't see at the beginning of the story, because we're already enjoying it when the Doctor's already crimson. Yeah. So we get to see the recap of what we missed.
Can you show me the kissing bit?
No.
Oh, I like it. It's funny.
When the Doctor kisses Jenny.
Yes, yeah, funny.
And she slaps him.
Yeah, yeah,
no.
I like it.
What happened at the end of the story?
Mr. Sweet and.
Yeah.
He was a monster, and she was on.
On her chest, yes.
Her chest, but she didn't know that's one. He's a dangerous monster.
Yeah.
She dies without him.
Yeah. And what happens to Mr. Sweet?
Her daughter squashed it.
Yeah. So do you think this story is scary?
Not at all.
Not at all.
I don't like the Cybermen. Don't show me the Cybermen.
So what you're telling me now is the next story is...
Nightmare in Silver,
that's right.
I don't like that one.
So why don't you like it?
I think everyone turns into robots. Like,
the Cybermen.
Yeah.
Not robots, the Cybermen, aren't they?
Yeah.
Everybody, not everybody.
Nearly everybody, the kids nearly, as well.
Yeah, they get taken over, but they don't get turned into Cybermen, do they? So what did you think of the children in this story?
Well, I didn't like what happened to the children.
Didn't like what happened to them? What do you mean?
Yeah, I didn't like what happened to the children.
What happened to them?
They were nearly like into a Cybermen.
Okay, but they did undo that, didn't they?
Yeah. How? I didn't know.
Oh, I can't remember myself. And something happened to the Doctor, didn't he? He became two people, didn't he?
Yeah.
About an evil Doctor and a good Doctor fighting against himself. Remember that bit?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because the Doctor gets half cybernated, doesn't he? Because yes. Okay.
No.
You don't like it.
No. I don't remember anything.
You don't remember anything? Well, did you watch it? Is that one of the ones you fell asleep and went to bed?
Ones which fell asleep and went to bed.
Then you should have carried on, stayed up, or watched it the next day, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Next one is...
Oh, no, not this one. This is one which has the one which has no face.
The one that has no face?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
The one which has no face and has spiky teeth.
I know what you mean.
Which was trying to pull out the hair.
The name of the Doctor.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. Don't show me it,
But that's really important, the name of the Doctor, isn't it? Because what do we see a lot of in the name of the Doctor? Who's that?
The Doctors.
All the Doctors are in it, aren't they?
Clara was helping.
Oh, that's right, because we find out in this story that Clara has been split through time and she's been helping the Doctor in the background without us seeing him. Yeah. Or her, sorry. Yeah. And we also get to see all the Doctors, don't we?
Yeah.
throughout the story. Do you remember anything about the story? The Doctor's tomb, isn't it? The TARDIS is the Doctor's tomb.
Yeah.
And Clara has to step into the Doctor's sort of lighty thing to split herself into millions of bits so she can save the Doctor throughout time and history. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Which is quite good, isn't it? And then we see all the other... There was another Doctor there, look. That's it? Oh, he didn't disappear. Oh, yeah, that was it. Well, if I go forwards, you can see the other Doctor. If I get, so, yeah. There's one. Yeah? There's another one. So this is basically like a prelude to what we're going to see in November, the 50th anniversary special. And it's River Song's last story, I would imagine. Again, she's had a lot of last stories, actually, River Song, isn't she? We haven't even mentioned River Song. So who do we see at the end? Who's this? Remember this bit? Or did you not watch this bit? You didn't watch this bit, so you didn't see this?
No.
What's it say on the screen?
John Hurt as the Doctor.
There you go. So there we go. That was Series 7 of Doctor Who. So you don't really like Doctor Who, do you?
I do.
The microphone's here, sweetheart.
I do. It's just that it's scary.
Okay. So what was your favourite one?
My favourite one was the Crimson of Her.
Crimson Horror.
Yeah.
Okay, what was the worst one? The one you didn't like the most?
The Weeping Angels!
Oh, okay. So, yes, that's me and Isabella's little review of Series 7. Thank you, Isabella. Have you enjoyed it?
Well, yes, I have.
Good. So, you've passed the test. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On next week's show, we'll be looking at the Stones of Blood. Well, not next week's show, the next show. Not next week's, because it's the next show.
Ooh,
it's this
yay.
Week. Until then, we'll be back with all the others.
Can I do the questions?
Unlikely, because you're probably going to be at school.
Oh.
Until next week. Sorry, next episode.
Why don't I do it when I come back?
Because we won't be recording when you come back. I'll be recording when you're at school. So it's not possible. But if
that
we ever do
unfair.
It... If we ever do the quiz when you're here, yes, you can do the question.
Yay! Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Anyway, thanks, everybody. See you for the next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Podcast is an APV Services production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.